horizon time later. 608, please.
Request of Merrily Day to address council regarding Pembina proposal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm actually going to wear two hats. So here's my first hat, and that is that I am a nurse practitioner, and I work with Medical Teams International, and I go to emergency regions when there's an emergency for them. And my most recent deployment was to the Philippines, where there had been a 236-mile-an-hour typhoon. It was the greatest wind on record in the history of the Earth. And it occurred because the sea is warming up there faster than any other place in the world. And it's 3 degrees Fahrenheit hotter. And that caused the typhoon to have so much more power that when it hit land in a place called Tacloban, it tore children away from their parents' arms. All the houses that were wood blew away. And the trees, which they depend on, the coconut trees, blew away also. And at the same time, the cargo ships, when an 18-foot wall of water came over to the city afterwards, came over on top of their town. So they had 5 cargo ships. Can you imagine a cargo ship on top of City Hall? And that's what they're left with that we want to take care of. And the Philippines know that this is because the world is getting hotter and that the typhoons are going to get stronger, that this is going to happen to them again. And they know that it's human-caused and fossil fuel is the leading cause of it. And they asked me to come back here and talk to U.S. officials and tell them to stop the fossil fuel. They in the Philippines are on geothermal and they ride bikes for the most part. Not in Manila, but out where I was. Right now, Kate Brown just reported that we have 19 counties in Oregon, I think that's out of 32, that are experiencing a drought right now. And that means that we're going to be in for it with lower crops and fires this season, probably. And I think that it's really time that we do something seriously about it. I think it's time that we have a really clear, firm climate action plan, I know which you're going to get to later, and that we have no fossil fuels. And that includes propane and LNG, that we get off of them entirely over the next period of time, which I hope is short, and that we divest totally by 2020 out of fossil fuels, and that we really, I think Portland does a great job of looking at carbon reduction, all the things that we do, but I think that we need to do a lot more to get where we need to go to. So now I'm changing my hat here and putting on my Cully Association of Neighbors farmer's hat because I live in Cully and it is the most diverse.
So you've used up your time, but tell us about your statement from Cully and then.
Okay. So here's my statement from Cully.
I'll need to read it though because you've given it to us. So.
Yeah. Can I just read one part of it or no?
Just a quick deal.
Cully always researches well, and we're opposed to the Pembina, and we wanted you to know two things that are really important that you don't know, and that is Sandina Labs, who does the atomic research and nuclear, has looked into propane, and they say no propane train can come through with more than 20 cars, because if it derails and it explodes, it will take out a massive amount of area. So no train can have 100 cars of propane through a residential area. So that's one. And the other one is that propane really is fracked and it releases methane, which is 83 times worse than carbon dioxide. And so it's really a greenhouse gas that is worse than oil and coal now that we're finding out. So it's a baddie. It's not the bridge. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.